Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is myself, Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas, and Pastor D.L. Douglas, Sr. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. That's number one. The scripture for this morning is John 5:17. In his defense, Jesus said to them, "My Father, bless you. My Father is always at his work to do this every very day, and I am doing it too." John 5:17. In his defense, Jesus said to them, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Donnell Douglas. It is an awesome privilege to have this opportunity to come and share on this morning with you the gospel of Jesus Christ, to share our testimony Tuesday on this morning. We thank you so very much for taking out the time to listen to us and be a part of our day as we are a part of yours, as you yield your first fruit unto God, as we yield our first fruit unto God on today. So we're just grateful to have you guys come along and be a part of what God is doing in this hour and in this time. Listen, before we go any further, let us go in effectual, fervent prayer. Let us talk to the Lord on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. God, we thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for your word and your peace and your joy, God, that you have given to us, God, to be able to come, God, and share on this morning, God, this opportunity of word, this opportunity of prayer, this opportunity of worship unto your people on this morning. God, we thank you, God, for allowing us to stand in this place on this morning, God. God, we thank you for the activity of our limbs. God, we thank you for, God, just the life and the breath that is in our body on this morning to be able to declare your gospel to the children of this world, to your children, to the people, oh God, that is desiring to looking for that change in their life on this morning. Father, our prayer this morning is, God, that you will remove the noisome pestilence out of their ear, God. Stop the chaos in their minds, God. Remove that thing that's over their hearts that's keeping them from experiencing you on this morning. God, our prayer this morning is that you are life, health, and strength unto them as well. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus the Christ is our prayer. Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in our sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. And the church say amen. Listen, guys, we're just excited to share with you, as always, as you come and be a part of what God is doing in this very day, on this very day, in this very hour. And as always, we want to make sure that we acknowledge the countries that are listening in. We thank you, all of our countries overseas. We thank you so very much for listening in. They've been a part of our day, and we have our prayer, as always, is that God is continually moving by his power and by his strength on your behalf. Those of you all that are missionaries and pastors over there, and all of you guys that are over there that is doing the missionary work that's on the field, that your hand is on the plow, that you're not removing your hand from the work, you're staying in that work. And we thank God for you staying in that work. Continue to stay there. Continue to lean and trust in God. And know that he is not only just able, but well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. And know that his hand is on your life, no matter what the enemy may say, whatever the enemy may be trying to do. We understand that the enemy is trying to come against your life. We understand that the enemy is trying to come against the work that you have. We understand that you have some hard taskmasters that are pushing against you right now. But believe and understand and know that God is working behind the scenes. He is doing what he does best, and that is be God and be big in your life. So fear not the things that you see, for the thing that are seen is temporal, but the thing that is unseen is eternal. Continue to cover and keep them, Father, is our prayer. And let them encourage their hearts and let them know that their work that they do is not in vain. Amen. Amen. We just want to let you guys know that. But we want to make sure we acknowledge the countries. We want to make sure that we give you guys that voice and that name that you deserve. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Nigeria, we have South Africa, we have Kenya, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Bulgaria, and we have Russia. We thank you guys so very much for tuning in and connecting with us on a day-to-day basis. Today is Testimony Tuesday. Today is Testimony Tuesday. Yes.
All right.
I just said these countries. I know I just read all these countries. I know I'm getting old, but I ain't that old. You know I read these countries off to y'all. My wife say I ain't read these countries. I know I read these countries. She was occupied. But anyway. Anyway. We thank you guys so much for being a part of today. We want to make sure that we acknowledge you. We want to make sure that your voice was given to you today to let you know that you have brothers and sisters on the other side of the world that are praying for you. Excuse me, guys, for rubbing all over my microphone. Y'all, I apologize. You have brothers and sisters on the other side of the world that is praying for you guys. We are so excited that you guys are continuing to be a part of our broadcast and our work that we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and know that your voice, that even though you don't have a voice, you may not have a voice where you can speak, but know that God is speaking for you. Know that the Lord is speaking for you on this morning. Amen. And we are just eternally grateful for everything that he does. And today, ladies and gentlemen, again, it's Testimony Tuesday. Testimony Tuesday. Those of you all who have ever been through anything, I don't know about you. I can speak from personal experience. My wife can speak from personal experience that we have had some tests, but we realize also that those tests turns into testimonies. You know, yet we go through the things that we go through. And life sometimes hands us lemons, but we have to learn how to make lemonade. That's the old saying that they used to say back in the day, way back in the day. They say they take them lemons and make some lemonade. But the Lord had laid something on my heart a couple of months ago, that he laid in my heart, and he laid on my heart to say, God, you say the world does not give you lemons, it gives you limits. And it's up to you to overcome the limits. Don't let your limits keep you from moving into the place where you need to move into. Because God has a way of making all things work out for your good. I'm a firm believer in standing on God's word. When God tells us in his word, he tells us plainly. He say, I know my thoughts for you. They are good and not of evil to bring you to your expected end. So when we go through your trial and your tribulation, one of the most important things we have to learn is that God will see us through. God will see us through all of those trials and all of those tribulations. He will walk us through some of the worst places in our life, but we have to learn how to allow him to walk into the situation and circumstance and transform it for our good. Amen?
You have to submit and completely surrender your life to Christ. And again, I always say it's not easy to do it, but it's well worth it. You know, even if God doesn't care, excuse me, what you did last night,
right,
this morning, an hour ago, all he cares about is surrendering to him and let him take control. That's what a lot of people don't get.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that you said such a powerful word, you said that word surrender. I think it's because as human beings, I ain't talking about just as church folk, I'm just talking about as human beings, as individuals. Our ability to surrender, to let go, is one of the most complicated things to do, because we have to relinquish control.
Mm-hmm.
We have to relinquish control. As an individual, as a human, we're so used to being in control of everything, because this is a controlled world. You take control of your vehicle when you drive it. You have to take control of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take control of the children. You got to take control of your job because you're in control. You're in control of going to work. You're in control of a business. You're in control of all that stuff. And when it comes time for us to release or to relinquish our power, it becomes difficult because God is saying, okay, I have to work this out. And we have to say, okay, God, I can't come back and touch it. But see, that's what God, and I think because it's naturally built in us to be in that position, in that place to where we're saying to ourselves, you know what, I have to make sure that this happened. But truth be told, God says to work the work of him that sent me while the day for when night come and no man can work. We automatically think that it's control, but in actuality, God is just telling you to continue in the way that I'm doing it. He said, "Don't touch this because I got this."
Mm-hmm. Take your weave off.
Right. We always make that saying, talking about Jesus, take the wheel. You know, in actuality, we don't really mean Jesus take the wheel. We say, Jesus, come sit in the car and watch me drive this car. You know. Sit on the side of me. Don't get in the driver's seat. Sit in the seat next to me, and give me the instructions on which direction to go in. That's what we mean. We don't mean Jesus take the wheel. So yeah, it's a process. That's the word I'm looking for. It's a process. You know, in that process, we have to learn that surrender is a part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
Surrender is part of the process.
It's necessary.
And I'm going to tell you something. Surrender hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Surrender hurts. I'm not for the sugarcoat it. I'm not for the smooth it over, try to make you feel all warm and fuzzy on the inside. Surrender hurts. I'm going to tell you why surrender hurts. I'm gonna put it like this. I'm going to tell you why surrender has to hurt. Surrender has to hurt because what you're doing is you are literally, without a shadow of a doubt, you are literally giving over control to God everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you're no longer in the driver's seat. You're no longer in control. And so that means you have to put your emotions in check. You have to put your emotions in check. And when you put your emotions in check,
you do a self-check.
Right. That was the next thing I was going to say. Emotion check puts you in check. And so you have to get all your emotions and take all your emotions. I ain't saying take your emotions and put them in no bottle. But you have to be in control of your emotions. Okay, God, I know that this is you working. Let me just stand back and let you move. Let me stand back and let you speak. You know, I tell people all the time, 1 Thessalonians, I believe that 1 Thessalonians 4 that says the study to be quiet. I think that's one of the hardest things to do in letting God move is to sit back and be quiet and not say anything and not open up your mouth on anything that has to do with what he's working on. You can open up your mouth and begin to pray. One of the things that I learned in this is that when I have to surrender to God, I have to pray for my own mind. Lord, quiet my thoughts. Quiet my mind, quiet my heart, quiet my spirit, quiet me down. Don't let me be all over the place. I know you're working. Let me get in my place of quietness and surrender, and let me just do what you do. Let me let you do what you do and stand back, and I'll just be like that little kid after we told him don't touch nothing else. You know, stop touching stuff. Stop touching stuff. You know, I would be telling God, stop touching stuff.
Don't touch nothing.
Yeah.
Don't ask for nothing. Don't touch nothing. Do it work?
No. But you know what? That's the one thing that we have to learn, man. We have to learn. We have to learn that we have to, as we relinquish our position and stand in God, we have to realize that victory is just on the other side if we just sit still and wait. Bible says, wait upon the Lord, for he shall renew your strength. You shall mount up on wings of eagles. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint when you wait. But all that happens after the wait. And so
it's the process on about the wait.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the biggest things that we don't wanna wait. I mean I don't think it's a fact that we don't wanna wait. It's just that we're impatient. We're impatient. And I was listening to a lady. I was listening to a lady. She was on a panel, or on a commercial or on another radio something or whatever. I don't remember exactly how it was, but I remember the conversation because the conversation was around something that I personally prayed some many moons ago.
Mm-hmm.
I prayed and asked for patience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
No, that was a mistake.
That was
a mistake. Not only did the Lord show me patience. Not only did the Lord show me patience. Patience came in a way of adversities and trials and tribulations. Yeah. Lost car, lost house, lost job. Within probably about what, I think maybe 6 months of each other. And I'm sitting there with my face in my hand. I said, God, why am I going through this? And he said, you remember you asked me for patience? So wait a minute, hold on, God. I didn't think that it was going to be like this. He said that my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways your ways. Is what the word told us. And I was like, God, why would you send it to me like this? He said, because. He said, in order for patience to have its perfect work in you, you have to go through something in order for you to realize that patience is required. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God Almighty. So as I sat there, going through what I went through, I started to understand, okay, God, I see now what you're talking about. But it took the same patience to sit and watch him take it away was the same patience I had to use to watch him put it back together. And I was driving, taking stuff. I had my uncle in the truck in a U-Haul with me, and we were driving to take this stuff to the storage lot. And as we're driving, taking this stuff to the storage lot, I was talking to my uncle. And he said, man, he said, this has to be real rough for you. I say, it is, huh? I say, but I know the Lord going to make a way out of no way. I said, sometimes we ask for things that we don't realize it requires what it requires for us to wait on God to work in and to work some things out of us as he works some things. And sometimes it's a pulling away, and that pulling away hurts. And as I was talking, I look over at my uncle got tears in his eyes. So this was an opportunity for me to not only go what I went through, I'm ministering to this man. I'm sitting there taking stuff, putting in the storage. He's asking me how I'm doing it, and I'm ministering to him, and he got tears falling from his eyes. And I said, God, is this what you was talking about? He said, this is exactly what I'm talking about. He said, if you learn how to trust me in the storm And you can and how you show you trust God in the storm is you're still talking about him in the storm. You ain't, your lips ain't stopped moving. Your hands ain't stopped praising. Your worship haven't stopped, and your witness haven't stopped. That's how you know you learn patience. Because even in that, God was still showing me, I'm in the midst of this.
Mm-hmm.
He trusts me with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path.
He's still right there in spite of you thinking he's not. He's still right there.
We think because God don't answer us quickly that he's not listening or paying attention to us. That's not true. He's listening. But you got to remember, God come on his own time, right on time when we need it. A lot of people don't get, some people don't want, they want that quick fix. That microwave blessing. No. He doesn't do that. He does everything in decency and order like he's supposed to. It's, you're supposed to have the understanding to completely trust in him. People, when we say stand on the word, let me tell you what Pastor Doug and I, when we say stand on the word. Prepare yourself for something going to be mad. But that's okay because I really don't care. When we say stand on his word, we literally stand on the Bible and stand on his word. That's what we do. I don't know what you do in your household or how you deal with it, but that's what we mean by completely standing on the word, because that's the only way we're going to be able to survive.
What a lot of people don't realize is that sometimes you have to take things like that into literal text.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear somebody say, "I'm standing on the word," take that literally. Stand on the Bible. Get the Bible out and stand on his word. And when you pray, because I remember that time that we were sitting there, we were going through a real bad storm, baby. I don't know if you remember, but we were going through something real rough. And me and my wife literally stood on the Bible and we prayed. And we told God, we said, "God," he said, "we're going to take you literally by your word. We're going to literally stand on your word." Now, some of y'all might think that this was disrespectful for us to stand on the word, God. You receive it how you receive it, but we literally stood on the word. You know, and when you stand on that word and you take God literally at his word, God will look at you and say, "These jokers, they are really serious about this standing on the word thing." It's the question becomes then is, how far are you willing to go?
That's right.
How far are you willing to go? How far are you willing to trust me? You know. What I love so much about Peter, when Peter walked out on the water, is Peter did something because Peter walked on water.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. Peter took his word literally when he said that he said, "Lord, if it be you, bid me to come unto you." He said, "You walking on water, I want to walk on water too." Peter wanted that relationship. Peter and Jesus are the only two men that ever walked on water. Peter and Jesus was the only two that walked on water. Only two that walked on water. Hear me and hear me well. Jesus and Peter was the only two men that walked on water. When you have to have the mentality that if I could walk out and stand on nothing and believe God for something,
mm-hmm.
And that's the mentality that Peter took when he said, "I'm going to stand on this water." He believed that he could stand on nothing and God would perform something, and he did just that. God performed something out of nothing when he walked out on that water. When you stand on God's word, you standing literally on the word. You're saying, "God, I'm going to stand on something that I know that will work for me." And you'll take this something, while I'm standing on this something that I'm standing on, you will make that thing work when there's a nothing in front of me. And I can walk on that thing, and I can believe in that thing, and I can trust in that thing, that you're going to do the thing that you said you're going to do for me and my family. You're going to open them. Yes.
I'm going to take my hands off of it.
Right. Right. And that's the submission again. That submission transforms everything. That submission transforms everything. And that's one of the things that I think that in 2021 that people need to realize and understand is that God is bigger than your issue, your isms, your schisms, your ins, your outs, your ups, your downs, and your in-betweens. God is bigger. God is so big. God is so big. God is so big.
And how he blesses you. We have to understand, yes, we are going through. Some are going through, some are not going through. Okay, don't waddle in that going through. The blessing is you getting up. It says a just man falls 7 times. It's not about him falling. It was about him getting up.
Right.
It's what made a difference. And that's what we have to understand. Get up. It's okay you fail. Okay, dust yourself off. Hold your head up, and let's do this again. You fall, get up, dust yourself off, do it again.
Yeah.
You fall again, dust yourself off, do it again. Don't be ashamed. We've all been through things. If somebody tells you they haven't been through things, they're not telling you the truth, sweetheart.
Sure.
Nobody's untouchable. I said that last week. Nobody's untouchable. Mm-hmm. Moses was a prince of Egypt.
Yeah.
Let me say this again because you're not understanding what I'm saying. He was a prince of Egypt.
Yes, he was.
And he fell. He fell a little bit. He fell hard. And he was escorted out of the only thing he knew about was Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was weary. Of course he was.
Mm-hmm.
He had to leave his familiarity.
Mm-hmm.
He had to leave everything that he knew, everybody that he knew. He was put out, literally. But God came right back and made his enemies his footstool.
Mm-hmm.
He came right back and showed him that he is who God called him to be, in spite of where he came from. It doesn't matter where you come from. Nobody's untouchable. Just remember that. Nobody.
Pastor Kareem shared something with us yesterday that blessed my whole year. And he said, your fall is not final.
Mm.
Your fall is not final. It is a fall, yes. It's a fall. But your fall is not final. Don't look at your fall as your final place. You're going to fall. Yes, you are. Are you going to make mistakes? Yes, you are. Are you going to have times where when you're trusting God, and when you're trusting God, all of a sudden there's some storms that take place, there's some issues that take place, there's some circumstances that take place. Of course, of course. What makes you think that this is not possible? What makes you think that this is not possible? God has, there is, and I share this all the time. I share this all the time that those three P's that we have,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have process, progress, and prevail. The first thing we have to realize is that in any given thing that you have, there is a process. I don't care what it is. Everything that you get, everything you got had to go through a process.
Everything.
From the cell phone that you're listening to us on, your computer that you're listening to us on, your laptop that you're listening to us on, your computer screen that you're listening to us on, whatever it is that you're listening to us in on right now, let me help you real quick. Had to go through a process. It's a natural thing. The seat you sitting in, the desk you're sitting at, the car you're driving, the wheels on the car, the brakes on the car, the rim that the tire is sitting on, the engine that's inside the car, the seats that's in the car, the steering wheel that's in the car, all of this had to go through some type of process in order for it to make sure, watch this here, that it's worthy enough to be used. What makes you think that God is not going to work some things in to work you or put you into a, bless you, put you into a process to see if not, and this is the thing. We think he's doing it to see, to make us see if we worthy to him. That's not the, that's not what it is. He's trying to make you see that you're worthy for yourself. He's trying to show you that you can go through this and you can get through on the other side. Come hell or high water, come in or out, come up days, bad days, in between days, days that you don't understand why. You're crying and kicking and screaming and you sitting up there telling God, I can't believe this. This is some nonsense and tomfoolery that I'm going through right now. I can't believe this is a bunch of nonsense, God.
Then that's when the enemy trying to get you caught up in the old woe is me. The old woe is me. It's always happened to me. I can't win for losing. I'm going through this. So-and-so going through, ain't doing nothing right, but they being blessed. So-and-so doing good. So-and-so this and so-and-so that. It's not about so-and-so. It's about you that we need to understand.
You know, and a lot of times what we don't realize is the process, like you said, the process is actually to work that out of you. The process is the process is to work on your vision skills.
It's like basketball. You practice and practice and practice and practice till you can get. Do you think LeBron James just got on the court and just said, okay, bam, I'm good. Bam, Kobe, bam. No, they practiced their butt off to get where they were, to get where he is, you know, because Kobe's passed away, to get where he is. He worked. Not only he worked, he did not forget where he came from. That's what a lot of people do. They'll work and get to that position where they're doing good, and they forget about they used to eat ramen noodles every day. Some forget that they ate ramen noodles every day. Being the winner. Cornbread and milk.
Yeah.
They forget. But when you understand and realize and remember where you were, you can reach somebody that's been in that same position that you was in, that you can tell them, oh, you're going to be all right. Oh, you had to let me show you what you need to do. Don't get weary. It's going to get hard. Because remember, nowhere in the 66 books it says it's going to be easy. If you find it, let me know. Because I need to have a discussion with God because it ain't been easy.
And see, and the crazy part about it is when you look at it, you look at the Bible, it gives you all these powerful scriptures. You know, it tells us no weapon formed against you should prosper. After you've done all the standing there for what your loins girt about with truth. Then it turns around and tells you that you're a royal priesthood, you're a holy nation. It tells you that though the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Lord will build up a standard against him, you know, against him, you know. You got all these scriptures that come to you that let you know that when you're in a test and that you got all this stuff going on in your life. He said that, yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil. That lets you know, in order for him to say the fear no evil, it had to be some evil in the valley.
But this one here is what they don't fully get that I don't think people understand. 1 Corinthians 5:7, to walk by faith and not by sight. They don't fully get that one there. That one there is a gold scripture for me because you have to understand. You have to walk by faith and not by sight. Even though you see the road is bumpy, it's cracked, it's thorns sticking out from the trees, you got to walk through that. You have to walk through that. Or the one with the script, the poem with Jesus and his footsteps.
Yeah.
Remember that one there? We talked about that last time. You have to walk with your eyes closed and continually push forward and stand on and walk by faith. That's like a blind person, the blind leading the blind.
Right.
But the blind can lead the blind if the one in the front got faith. They're not going to bump into nothing. They're not going to fall down. They're not going to get knocked over. They're going to close it. Their eyes going to be closed. They're going to keep walking. But do you truly have faith?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pat, let them say anything until you put them in that position.
Yeah.
When you put
them
in that position,
yeah,
that's when their faith really show up.
My grandmother used to say, you can make a bold person, you can make an old pair of dirty lips say anything. Not just any lips, but old pair of dirty lips. But watch, the thing that we have to do, and just like you said, you know, you can make a pair of lips say anything. Watch this here. It's more than giving God lip service.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than giving God lip service. We make that mistake and think that it's the Bible says faith without works is dead. Faith without works. Your ability to believe and operate in God's working is two totally different things. You know that was an old saying that said, you know, old silver tongue devil. You remember that old saying? We used to say that. They used to say that back in the day, old silver tongue devil.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we could. Can we take that and put it into today's terminology, or put it into this thing that we're in right here, that we're conversation we're in right now? You could talk a good game,
mm-hmm,
but can you walk what you're talking?
Well, to me, you know, one of my main models, and I say this all the time, no shame. My grandfather told me, "Your word is your bond." But with me, I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. And I stand on that. You cannot have, if you don't have your word, you don't have nothing. That's
right.
The way I was raised.
That's what I was.
Your word is your bond. If you say something, do it. If you can't do it, say, look here, I can't do this,
mm-hmm,
but let me see what I can do to try to help you. And if I can't help, let me see if I can find somebody to help you.
Yeah.
Because if your word is not your bond, that's kind of hard. You want God to hold his word, but you don't want to hold yours.
Yeah, you got hold in your testimony.
Yeah, and one thing that I did learn, and I say it all the time, and I post it all the time, is the thing Lisa say all the time, pimp.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody think it means the pimp in the street,
mm-hmm,
or something. No, the saying and the words for pimp is praising in my pain. I say this all the time, pimp. You can say what you want to say, you know. Yeah, I really don't care, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But just think about it. P, praise. I, N, M, my, and P, pain. How many people can actually praise in their pain?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Look at Job. He was one of them. In spite of everything. Everything. And I heard last night, his friends came to visit him. And the way the pastor said it made so much sense. No, they didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
But they was there with their friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, and we preach that, and I've done it myself. If you're gonna sit there for 7 whole days and not say nothing to me, I don't need you. You know? But in actuality, sometimes people come and they see you in your condition, and they don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what to say.
All they know
how
to do is sit there and pray with you.
Yeah.
They ain't got to say it, but they
pray. Their heart is hurt. And see, because they used to see, let me tell y'all something. It got some good people. It got some good hearted people. It really do. It got some good, strong hearted people that see you in a condition, but they're not used to seeing you in that condition, and they don't know what to say.
They in shock
because they're not used to you seeing you in this place, because you've always been the one that when they went through their storms,
they called you,
and you showed up. And you were the one in the room that was praying and encouraging everybody in the room. You were the one that was strengthening all of the people in the room. You were the one that was going around filling their drink glass, telling them it's going to be okay.
Service.
serving as a servant. You had the heart of the servant. You need some more chicken, baby. You need some more. You need something else to eat you good. Oh, hey, brother, how you doing, man? I know this rough. I know this was your daddy. I know this was your daddy. But, hey, look, you know God is able, man. God is able. God going to see you through it. You're the one in the room. You're the one in the room that's going around and putting your arms around their shoulder and letting them know, hey, man, you know what? I know this is rough. And let them cry in your shoulder. You were that person. So when that thing happens to you, it's hard because watch this, what they have to live up to. Because they be like, man, this man prayed for 20 people in one room at one time. You know?
Oh, I just noticed that. He said the prayer call.
Yeah.
The prayer call. And you was in pain laying on the floor doing a prayer call. We done it several times and didn't nobody know.
Yeah.
But we still did what God called us to be. You still have to do, still stay in a position and stay in place.
Right.
When God calls you to do something, in spite of the pain, in spite of you not wanting to, in spite of the person shaming your name, we don't remember how people talked about Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
they want to pick up the key scripture, the key ones. But you got to remember from Genesis to Revelation, somebody fed him. He was a what in the beginning? A snake. At the end in Revelation, he was a dragon. So between that time, he was fed.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody fed him.
Somebody
released stuff into him. Mm-hmm. Gave him authority thinking he was somebody. They gave him, they armed him. It's 3,137 words in the Bible.
Wow.
When you find out where it says it's going to be easy or they didn't feed him, you can come back. Yeah, 783,137 words in the Bible. So if you find it, a word that says nobody fed him, or it's going to be easy, or are you getting that, oh, whoa, it's me feeling again, remember, it's some words in that it can, one of them can help you. Yeah, one of them can help you. Yeah. It's a few of them that can help.
You know, one of the things I was up on social media last night.
Mm-hmm.
I was up on social media last night and I heard. I was listening when one young lady was talking about. We sit back and we read the Bible, and when we read the Bible, and we read all of the good parts.
Yeah.
Read all the good parts. But we don't read the part where it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of God. You know, we look at the love scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The love is stronger than death. We read those scriptures and we shandle. Oh, my. But see, the one we need to be shot tying all over here is the fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding. She said something that blessed me. She said, I can love you but never respect you. I was like, wow. She said, but if I fear you, if I reverence who you are by fearing, not fear like I'm afraid, but fear of respect for you. You can tell me you love me all day and never respect me. Right. Right.
Love
is an action word. You could say you love me, but you can't show me you love me. But it's complicated. It's, you know, that kill me. That kill me when I be seeing these people with these Facebook posts on their relationship status talking about it's complicated. What does complicated mean? What do you mean you in a complicated relationship? You love him and he don't love you, or he love you and you don't love him? What?
The topping of the cake.
Mm-hmm.
he loved me, he's just going through something right now. Or she loved me and she just going through something right now. They going to leave him. She going to leave him. Or he going to leave. I'm waiting. You waited on somebody else's?
Look.
How you going to wait on something that don't even belong to you?
He married.
But he say he going to leave his wife for me. Really?
Y'all see.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What makes you think he's not going to do the same thing to you, or she not going to do the same thing
that
they did to their wife or their husband? What makes you think the same thing is not going to happen to you that he's doing to that person? It's very, 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 very seldom it don't come back. And I did emphasize on very.
Listen. This is relationship 101. You have tuned in to.
Don't make me laugh. This is, I gotta be sick.
Y'all help me. Please help me.
Thank you for calling. Thank you, caller. Thank you so much, caller, for calling in. The number is 563-999-3628. You've called in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection, Relationship 101. Allow me to help you on this morning. Pimpin ain't going nowhere. He's staying with his wife because he got 15 kids by this woman. He ain't finna try to play chat.
He got one, and he know he's not finna leave because he know his wife is taking care of her business, but he's been vindictive and telling him something else. He's twisting it up like she's the one that's causing, or she is twisting up like he's the one that's causing the issue when it's literally them.
Yeah.
And they're not moving because they are blue. They're going to stay planted where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
They just using you to kill some time.
He's using you as his way, or she using you her way of releasing whatever tension or tension or just to get out of your the house. They want to use. See, you are the leverage, is basically what it is. And a lot of times, and I grant you. I'm here to help. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm here to help. But I grant you that sometimes you go through things and you don't know how to get out of a place that you're in. I grant you that. I understand that. But then at the same time, that's not an answer. That's not an answer. That's not a solution. I'm not knocking the fact that they stumbled. Well, I ain't going to lie to nobody, they stumbled. I'm not knocking the fact that you.
Wait a minute.
You know, I had to reverse it.
Can't nobody stumble in nobody.
Stop it.
Can't nobody stumble in nobody.
Stop it.
Somebody, you can't stumble because first you got to walk through the door.
Stop it.
Secondly, you gotta remove the clothes, so you can't stumble in nothing. That's
okay.
Yeah.
You heard me say it. You heard me say it. I put it in reverse. I grant that you have made this mistake. You have operated in the place of temptation. I get
one
that. Yeah, one. But if you've been with them for 40 years
and continue to make
mistakes and I'm just going over there for breakfast.
They go for breakfast.
I'm just trying to help y'all. I am really trying to help y'all this morning. Going for breakfast.
I'm sorry.
Going for breakfast. How much you going for breakfast?
Breakfast. I said breakfast and
exactly. That's what I know.
Chick-fil-A
is off the chain. I love it.
Jack in the Box and Burger King.
Yeah.
They sell
breakfast. Mm-hmm. But you going to her house or going to his house because he worked, you know, he worked the midship.
I mean, that's the spot.
Literally, Lord.
bound to.
Yes.
You've been hurt before, and you haven't forgave that person
right.
or those people. The forgiveness is not for them, it's for you.
Right.
You know, Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. You have to forgive. A lot of things people go to is because they haven't forgave the other person that hurt them or the people that hurt them, or they was hurt by someone that they deeply cared about. You have to forgive. We say this all the time. You have to forgive. Colossians 3:13, bear with each other and forgive one another. If you have all been grieving against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. It says if you have a problem with your brother, go to him. I grant it. Sometimes you can't do it because I'm a living testimony. I've tried to go and talk to people, and they just didn't want to listen.
Right.
And if you don't listen, that's fine. God know I tried, and I did what I was supposed to do
right.
as your sister in Christ.
Right.
I came to you to try to talk to you and say, look, we got some issues. I just want to let you know how I feel,
right.
you know, telling how you feel. But if you don't want to make that time, it's okay.
Right.
I forgave it. I'm going to move on.
Right.
I can't rattle in that. Because I'm be stuck, and I'm not going to get anywhere. I can't be stuck in non-forgiving, and then how am I going to tell somebody, Pastor Doug, you better forgive them right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still mad at somebody else. No, that's I'll be a hypocrite.
Right. You know, one of the things, too.
You'll be a hypocrite, and I'm not going to be no hypocrite for nobody.
Right. You know, one of the things that I found out, and I as you were sitting there talking, that the Lord laid on my heart, is this. Is that you have to love yourself past the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Because in that, and we're serious about this part now. We were joking earlier, but we're serious about this part right here, y'all. You have to love yourself past your pain. Because a lot of times in those things, you will develop the idea or the mentality that it's me. It's me. I'm the reason why he cheated. I'm the reason why she cheated. I'm the reason why she left me. I'm the reason why he left me. I'm not good enough, or I didn't do my part. I made him mad. I made him upset. No, baby, listen. Some people, if one of the things that I've learned, just in general in passing with people, is that if you're gonna cheat, you're gonna cheat. If you're gonna be out there and do your thing, you're gonna do your thing. That's just who you are. Period. There's nothing that you could say, do, or fix, or operate, or generate in nothing. It's just that individual. It's that person's makeup. It is who that person is, and you are not responsible. Hear the words that are coming out of my mouth, brothers and sisters. You are not responsible for another person's actions. In no shape, form, or fashion. You are not responsible for the action. What they do, how they do what they do,
mm-hmm.
who they do it with, and why they do it with who they do it with is not your fault. Granted, there are some marriages that have some issues and circumstances and things that's going on, but it does not give you the poetic license to do anything off script. If you're not happy, listen to me very carefully. If you're not happy, get counseling.
Mm-hmm.
If counseling don't work, go to the other option.
Yes.
Quick. Right. Don't waste time fasting and praying, asking God, show me what direction to go in. Lord, is this the answer for me? Is this the direction you want me to go in? You're talking to two people who have experienced a whole lot of crazy stuff in relationships. But we have learned that through all of our trial and error that we've been in, that we're more effective when we pray with each other than to pray on each other. Just a word. Just a word. Just a word. Just a word for the wise. You're more effective. Let me tell you something. If you don't have somebody that's willing to see you in your hurt and see you in your pain, and they ain't willing to come and wrap their arms around you and pray for you.
Message.
If they see you in your most desolated place, and they don't have enough
common sense, I'm gonna say
common sense.
I'm gonna say common sense, because if I see you hurting, Pastor Douglas have issue with his foot. If I see him hopping, bro, what's wrong with you?
All right.
How can I just sit there and not ask what's wrong when I see it's a problem? Don't worry about what nobody else got to say or what they think. Can't nobody judge us but God. He's the only one. Luke 36 and 37 said, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. That's word.
Mm-hmm.
That's not quite, that's a fact. You can't judge nobody. So what? They got something to say about you. So what? You trying to make your marriage work. So what? Jealousy run deep.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a little bit. We're witnesses to that.
Mm-hmm.
And be talked about like a dog, but we still drive up and pray for anybody at any appointed time. We keep blessed all in a prayer shop, specifically when we go pray for people. It's not a joke to us. We're real about this. We say what we mean we say 100% when it comes to God and living the lifestyle of Christians. Of pastors, of believers, of standing on his word. We walk by faith and not by sight, for real. It's no joke. You can't wallow the fence when you're doing this. You can't tell nobody to hold on if you ain't held on before. No, you can't.
Right.
We're going to come straight from the hip. And if it's not your cup of tea, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay.
That's awesome. Water. Have a cup of water.
Mm.
It's okay. But we're going to do what thus saith the Lord all the time, not sometimes. That's the difference in us. We're going to do it all the time, not sometimes. Yeah, we've been talking about it. We don't care. That don't bother us. This 5'3" pastor doesn't take this. Yeah. My rap name, not only my rap name, what I was called. Is a giant killer. And let me tell you something about this giant killer. I was a beast in the streets when I was out to live for the word. What makes you think I am not going to be a beast for my father? I'm more deadly now than I was back then.
Yeah.
Oh, and no, we just picked up Zimbabwe. Yeah, I just seen on that. We just picked it up. Yeah, I just want to say, chuck that out there. Yeah. There's 16
all right.
countries now.
All right.
Besides the United
right.
States.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Zimbabwe dropped off and jumped back on. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But we're just excited, man, to be able to come to y'all and share with you all our heart and our mind when it comes to these things, when it comes to Christ. And we hope today we gave you some strength in whatever condition you may have found yourself in. On Testimony Tuesday by us sharing our testimonies. And one of the things that we want you to know is that for you to share your testimony with us, call the number. The number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1 if you want to share your testimony or if you just want prayer. We will be glad to stop what we're doing and we will pray for you. And we will be here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. And we thank God for you. We thank God for you. We thank God for everything that God is doing. Those of you all that are listening in via the broadcast, feel free. I'm telling you, call in and we will pray for you. If you have anything that you have going on, we would like to pray for you right now. We would like to pray for you right now. There are some that are listening in right now that you have issues and circumstances that are going on in your life right now. Some of you may have been, some of you may be dealing with relationship issues. Some of you may be dealing with issues of church and pastors and church hurt and all these other things. Some of you, we've been there. Let us pray for you. Let us encourage you today. Let us inspire your heart. Let us speak the word over your life. Let us speak it into your life. Let us do it in a way to where you could be strengthened, encouraged, and empowered on this morning. This is our prayer. So please, those of you all who are listening in and you have a prayer request and you have made your first request known unto God, and you want somebody to touch and agree with you, remember what the scripture says. Scripture says, where two or three gather together in my name, I am in the midst. He says, where one put 1,000 to flight, two would put 10,000 to flight. You got the whole Worldwide Gospel Connection team that's going to be interceding and praying for you on this morning. Just call in. I feel the weight on your life. Anyone, we feel the weight every morning. Every morning, we're here. Not just today, not just on Wednesdays and Thursdays, but we're here every day, Monday through Friday, to pray for you. Testimony Tuesday is an outlet for us to be able to share our testimony, to share with you life's experiences and life circumstances that we have gone through, and show you that you can overcome anything. So those of y'all that are in our earshot right now that are listening in that need prayer, please feel free to call. I feel so many people right now that are needing to be prayed for, and we are here for you. We're going to take a quick musical break, and you can call that number then. Call in again. That number is 563-999-3628. Okay.
Good morning. Carl, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is your sister in Christ, Lisa. And
first and foremost,
I want to give honor to God, and I want to thank him for putting on your heart and in your spirit for doing this talk show, this radio show, because truly the two of you are called by the Lord. And I'm just so grateful and honored to the Lord, number one, to be his child. Number two, to be friends and family of you, Pastor Kashima and Pastor Douglas. I'm just so proud of you for being obedient to the Lord and feeding his children. Thank you for that. My prayer request and for this year, basically, it's a general prayer. First, for our government, that they hear the words of the Lord, and for the families that are continuing to go through, because it's a new year, but we want to look at it as a new day. Every day that the Lord has given us is a day that he has made for us. So I just want to pray and just have you guys pray and just ask families to just dig in and dig deep and continue to seek the Lord in all that we do, all that we say, all that we hear, all that we speak as a whole, as a family. During these tough times, because they're going to get tougher. The Word of God says so, but we don't have to go through it alone. So that is my general prayer for all of us. God bless you, and thank you again for being so obedient. I love the talk show. I just love it, and I love that you're reaching people across the nation, across the entire world. So God bless you and your families.
Amen, amen. Let us pray for you before you go. Don't you hang up your phone, because I'm not past the. Because I'm a cry baby. I'm gonna start crying.
Amen, amen. Good morning, sis. We gonna pray. Gracious and eternal Father.
We don't hear you at all. The enemy's mad. He don't want this prayer to go on, but he's alive. We rebuke him.
He sure don't.
He needs it, because he will get across. because he was actually praying and I didn't hear him in the microphone. That's how we know this is the divine connection at the right time on the right day.
Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this weapon of warfare. God, we thank you for doing what you do best, God, and that is be God and be big in her life.
Yes,
God, she made a request, Lord God. She made a request that we pray for this country. God, we're going to pray, God, that we want the hand of God to move right now.
Yes, Lord.
God, touch our government. God, touch our ongoing president, God, our incoming president, God. God, that he would give him the strength, God, to be able to stand in the power that you have given to him, oh God. God, we know that one man cannot change a nation. But, Lord, we know that if you give him the heart, God, and the mind, God, that he could get start, God, by showing that if we could heal as a country, if we could heal as an individual, if we could heal as a people, Lord God, that you would do all things, God. We're thanking you, God, for all things being made well. Father, we thank you for every governor, every judicial, every mayor, God, every senator, every congressman, congresswoman, God. Put your protective hands on them, God. Strengthen them even now. God, give them to know, God, that it is in you they live. It's in you they breathe. It's in you that they have their being. God, they can't do anything without you. God, they can't breathe without you. They can't live without you. They can't walk without you. God, it is you and you alone, oh God, that has given them the ability, Father God, to continue to stand in what you have given them to stand in. Father, touch them now. God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, God, anoint them afresh. God, give them strength to keep on going in the fight, even though the fight may be hard, even though the situation may be hard. Father God, let them know that you are God and you are God all by yourself. God, and that you will wipe away the tears from their eyes, God, and give them the strength to be able to stand. God, we pray for a nation. We pray for this nation, God. We pray for all the families, Lord God. God, that's been affected in this pandemic, God. We lift them up to you, God. All the ones that have lost jobs and homes, oh God, and lost family members due to this COVID, God. We lift up the bereaved hearts, God. God, we know that some of them are still going through, God. Some of them have lost businesses, oh God. God, we lift them up, God, and let them and want them to know, to encourage their hearts, God, right now. God, strengthen them, God, where they are weak. God, build them on their most weakened side. God, give them to know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. God, we thank you for God in their hearts and their minds, God, for putting their feet on the pathway, oh God. God, to the direction that you will have them to go. Let them know that you are God. And you are God all by yourself, and there is no failure in you. Father, we thank you for strengthening them, God, right now, God, because we understand that the weight of this thing is heavy. God, even on their hearts, is weighing on their minds. God, it's even weighing on their health today, God. God, but we lift them up to you, oh God. God, we say lift their burdens and let them know that even the burdens that they carry, God, is not their own. The only thing they have to do is cast their cares on you, for you care it for them. Give them the ability, Lord God, to see you for who you are, and that is God and God all by yourself. Father, we glorify you today. Father, we magnify you today. God, we strengthen the people through your word on today. For you are not just God, but you are God all by yourself. You're more than what we need, oh God. God, just an ounce of you, God, my God, just an ounce of you, God. God can change our situation, Lord. So we thank you for letting it be an ounce of you, God, in our life to change our situation.
Father, don't you forget about your daughter, Lisa, that called to have us to pray for the nation. Father, don't ask you to touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, that you know the desire and that we know you have the last word. No matter what they say, we know what you say.
Yes.
Ask you to continue to cover and guide her and use her as you are called, that she is called to be used. Father, I ask you to continue to bless the family, bless her son, her daughter, and everybody that's connected to her, Lord. The doctors, the therapists, the pharmacy, everybody that comes in contact with this woman of God, that I ask you to continue to bless them. Bless them, Lord. Bless her tremendously, because her heart is bigger than people know.
Yes.
And I'm saying this because I am a living vessel that I know who she is in you.
Yes.
And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord,
yes,
for my sister, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for calling in. I said I wasn't going to be crying, baby, but I just cried a little bit. But it's okay. Crying is good for the soul.
Amen.
So
God
okay.
bless you. God bless you. God bless,
bless
you both.
Love
amen.
You.
Love you, love you, love you.
That made your day, made mine too. That my sister. I go, boy, they just don't understand. I go to war behind them right there. I baby, this yeah. I beat a bear, a gorilla, a lion, a lioness, a snake, a monkey, not monkey, a monkey, a monkey, not a monkey, a monkey. A monkey, as some kids say. A pit bull, Rockwell, and whatever you call it behind them right there. Yeah, and I can do it by myself because I don't need nobody scared or weary or get up. No, I go by myself behind my sister. Yeah, yeah. That already told us that, yeah, that's my sister. Yeah, her natural dad and our spiritual dad already said that's my sister. And you know, her
amen.
Husband knows. Yeah, long as he knows.
Hallelujah.
That's all that matters. Right now.
Hallelujah.
Wow. I ain't got nothing to say to y'all. I ain't done with y'all.
We're saying the truth. We say tell the truth. And I'm just saying, yeah, that's
that ain't what the word say, that's what the word say.
That's what the world say, not mm-hmm. the word. It's a secret. And she's the same way behind me.
I know she is.
Yeah.
Let us go to a commercial.
And we'll be right back.
There's a voice cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him. Longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate. And longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. There's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child which will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all. Child that will give him their all, give it all. He wants
Welcome back, welcome back. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628 if you need prayer. If you need blessed oil, remember to email us. We will send it out, or if you're in the Houston area, we will bring it to you. The Overcomer Scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, it's Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Amen. Very powerful passage of scripture that we read every Sunday, Lord, every day here on the podcast. One of the most important things that we have to realize today, people of God, is that our relationship with God is so important. It's important that we stay connected, not just in God, but to who God is in our life. And by doing so, this is what we do. Put ourselves in a position and in a place to where God begins to work those things that are around us and in us out for our good. Because a lot of times we're in places and situations and circumstances that we're in, and we're imprisoned by it. But can I help you this morning? The scripture tells us, the scripture is actually our way out. The scriptures are actually our way out, because sometimes we get so wrapped up in our condition. We get so wrapped up in our situation. We get so wrapped up in our circumstances, and we don't realize that God is actually working that thing behind the scene. And because he's working that thing behind the scene, we sometimes get weary in our well-doing. But this morning, we want to introduce to you an opportunity to come out of that place of captivity that you're in, that place of captivity where the enemy has caused you to forget who you are, to forget where you are, to forget the empowerment of what God has put inside of you. Because truly, the enemy's desire, ladies and gentlemen, is to keep us bound by our current condition. And if he can keep us bound by our current condition, what he will do is he will keep us bound by in our minds, in our hearts, and in relationships and all of these things. But watch this here. This is your opportunity to be free from that place that the enemy has said. He said that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. Watch this here. You being saved gives you liberty. You being saved, you being in the safety of God's arms, gives you liberty. You are no longer, watch this here, watch the words, you are no longer the quote-unquote, let me describe it like I see it, oh God. You are no longer the footstool to somebody else. You're no longer you. They can't put their foot on you no more. They can't hold you down no more. They can't do, because when you become you free from their rule over your life, now you have Jesus in your life. Now you have Jesus. Now you have the Word of God that has taken root in your life, and you're able, to overcome the thing that's tried to overcome you. Amen, amen. So here is an opportunity. We're going to pray. We're going to intercede. We're going to talk to the Lord. We're going to call on the name of the Lord. We're going to spend some time with Jesus this morning, real quick. We're going to put a real strong prayer into the atmosphere for you, because we want you free. We want your mind free. We want your heart free. We want you to. The Bible says, "Who the Son has set free is free indeed." So we want you to be free indeed this morning by giving you this word. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for strength, health, and life, wisdom and power, understanding and knowledge, grace and for mercy. God, we thank you for walking into the room. God, and let in the room, God, be filled with your glory. God, that the glory of the Lord shall come in, God, and that the revelation of the God, of God of gods and King of kings, be made evident even now in the hearts and minds of the people, God, who are under the sound of our voices. God, our prayer this morning, God, is that you will work a miracle on their behalf. God, do what you do best, and that is be God and be big in their life. God, let them know that you are who you say you are. You can do what you say you can do. You're going to strengthen and empower and give them the wisdom and hope, God, that they need to continue in the fight. God, now we speak and declare the scripture that you have given to us to pray. God has given us to share with the people. God, we're going to declare that scripture over their life right now. God, that they confess with their mouth and they believe in their hearts that Jesus died and was raised from the dead and they are now saved. They are in the safety of your arms. They're in the safety of your place, God. God, and we glorify you for it. We magnify you for it. God, we edify you for it. For not only are you God, but you're God all by yourself. And that you are the strength that lies within. You are a keeper, mind regulator, and a heart fixer. And for that, God, we give you glory. For that, God, we give you honor. For that, we give you dominion. For that, we give you power. And we say, take control of the wheel of our life. And let us know, God, that even in this, God, you are God, and you are God all by yourself. We thank you for your glory that is rooted in our life, that we don't stumble on our own understanding. But, Lord, in all our ways, we acknowledge you as you direct our paths. And we glorify you in advance, God. Are all things being made well? In the mighty name of Jesus, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for all our first responders. We thank you for all of our nurses and doctors. God, we thank you for the preachers and pastors across this country. God, we pray that your protective hand be on their life. Guide them and meet them, God, and strengthen them on every hand. God, we pray for our judicial system. God, we pray for our doctors, our lawyers, and our judges, oh God, we pray, Lord God, for our police departments, God, we pray for our congressmen, congresswomen, mayors, and governors across this country. God, continue to work the work of him that has sent him while it's day for one night coming, no man can work. God, give them the strength to stand in that thing, God. God, and to stand against the injustice, God, that comes across this country. God, give them the ability, Lord God, to start to see what they need to see and understand what they need to understand. God, in the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. God, we pray this prayer knowing, God, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. We say thank you in advance, God, for all things being made well. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. We'll give you the three keys. One, find your Bible. Read the King James or NIV. Two, find your church home. If you go inside, please be careful. Wear your mask. Sanitize your hands. Wash your hands. If you want to go online, come join us at the Abba House International on Tuesdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 10:30 at Abba House on Facebook. The website is being made. Three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This is very serious if you surrender your life to Christ. This must line up with whoever you're under. One, a Bible. Two, a church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word. Ask God to show you discernment because you don't want to be up under leaders that's not following his word and that's not walking in his word.
Amen. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection on this morning. We hope something was said or a song was prayed, maybe a scripture was prayed, or maybe someone shared a testimony today that blessed you. But listen, we want to thank God for you. Thank God for you being a part of today's broadcast. And our prayer is that God's continuing mercy and grace continue to be upon your life. Those of you all who would like to sow into the broadcast, you can do so by going to WGC2020. Go to your Cash App as $WGC2020, and you can sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We ask that you would do so for the reason that we sow into other ministries when you sow into us. This is what we do. We believe that God has given this our platform for us to be able to use it to sow into other people's lives. So we thank God for that opportunity to be able to receive from you. As you sow into us, we take that seed and we send that seed out and we sow that seed into someone else's life. Amen. So this is what God has called us to do, and we thank God for that opportunity to be able to sow into someone else's life. Amen. Then again, guys, remember that number is 563-999-3628. Call on tomorrow for our Wisdom and Worship Wednesday, and we will be glad to have you guys call in to listen in, to be a part of tomorrow's broadcast. And then Thursday is Women's Day Thursday, and then Friday is Freestyle Friday. And then we'll be right back again on Monday to have another Man Up Monday, and then back again on Testimony Tuesday. We're just excited about what God is doing in this hour and in this time, and we thank God for you guys, Lord. We thank God for this opportunity to share with you. Today's show was brought to you by Cora Gifted Gift Bath Bomb. Those of you all who are looking for that Calgon Take Me Away moment, that Melt Your Day Away bath, this would be the best thing for you. The Cora Gifted Gift Bath Bombs. You could get your bath bomb fixed by calling 832-816-7997. You can text that number, and that number will get you in contact with Lady Douglas. This is her business. You can also go to Cora Gifted Gifts at Cora Gifted Gifts 34 at gmail.com. That's Cora Gifted Gifts 34 at gmail.com. You can go there, and she will most definitely get back with you. Remember, those of you all who are looking for that relaxing bath, if you just want to have this as a gift to give away, a giveaway gift, or maybe you guys know someone in your life that needs this, all my gentlemen that's out there that's listening, this would be the perfect gift for the love of your life, for your wife. So you could even give these to your daughters. I'm telling you, the most relaxing bath that they will have. I'm a shower guy. I'm not really a bath guy, but I'm telling you, I tried it for the product loss. I enjoy it, guys. I'm telling you, it relaxed me so well, I almost fell asleep. I'm just going to be honest with you. These bath bombs are the bomb diggity. I'm just letting you know. So you guys that are listening in and want to have those bath bombs, you want your boo thing to love on you. She wants you to love you. Love you real good. Love on you. Hug on you. Can love you a long time. Oh, my God. My wife will just love you a long time. Listen, you get that Corey gift, the bath bomb, I'm telling you, you will thank us when you do for doing it. And remember, that number is 832-816-7997. You can text that number. You can also go to Corey Gifted Gifts 34 at gmail.com and get in contact with her as well there. We thank you guys so very much for being a part of the work, today's Worldwide Gospel Connection broadcast. We love you. We love you. We love you. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. You guys have a fantastic day.
The pain helped me overcome my fears. been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is the God, all that you brought me through. And now